KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Drake Relay is getting ready to get started here this week at what will probably be a soggy Drake Stadium in Des Moines by all looks of it. The high school competitors list was announced over the weekend on Saturday. They announced a list of those qualifying from the high school ranks. Here's a look at local high school qualifiers. On the girls' side, Michaela Evers of Harlan will run in the girls' 100-meter dash. Also in the girls' 800 meters, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was a qualifier. Topham also qualified for the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters on the girls' side. Kaylee Trecker of Carroll will run in the girls' 100-meter hurdles. Topham also qualified in the 400-meter hurdles. Glenwood, Carroll are among the teams that qualified in the girls' 4x100-meter relay, along with Harlan, Dennison, Abe Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson. The 4x200-meter relay team from Harlan also qualified on the girls' side. The girls' 4x400-meter relay teams from Harlan and Griswold both qualified for Drake. The 4x800-meter relay team from Harlan also qualified. In the 800 sprint medley relay, Harlan's team qualified. Also on the girls' side in the field events, in the high jump, Shelley Rath of Trainer and Dina Boffman of Harlan and Morgan Cullen of Carroll all qualified. In the shot put, Kristen Eichheit of IKM Manning and her teammate Kaylee Blake both were qualifiers. Blake also qualified in the discus throw on the girls' side. A boys' qualifiers at the Drake Relays this week include Taylor Bryles of Griswold in the 100-meter dash. Also on the boys' side in the 110 hurdles, Mitch Bowden of Glenwood and Jared Thompson of Abe Lincoln both were qualifiers, along with Austin Hess of Harlan. The 400-meter hurdles saw Derek Jones of Glenwood qualify. Also in the 4x100-meter relay, Harlan's team qualified, along with Glenwood, Thomas Jefferson, Tri-Center, St. Albert, Griswold, Lewis Central, Abe Lincoln, and Shenandoah. The 4x200-meter relay didn't see any qualifiers locally. The 4x400-meter relay has Abe Lincoln, Harlan, and Glenwood all qualifying. Also in the 1600 sprint medley relay, Glenwood's team was a qualifier for that event. Also the shuttle hurdle relays will have Harlan and Glenwood both in the mix. In the field events on the boys' side, the high jump will include Tony Dawson of Harlan. The long jump has Luke Neitzel of Creston and Cray Lukehart of Atlantic, along with Grant May of Glenwood, all participating this week. Shot put will have Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central, Andrew Overton of Denison, and Ricky Williams of Riverside, all participating. And also in the boys' discus, Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central, Colton Tracy of Abraham Lincoln, and Andrew Overton of Denison have all qualified for the Drake Relays, which get underway later this week in Des Moines. A new era begins for the relays this week as a new multi-year sponsorship from Hy-Vee has allowed the event to attract many of the top performers of the 2012 London Olympics. Drake Relays director Brian Brown says it has resulted in full fields and has put Drake on par with the Penn Relays, which are always the same weekend in Philadelphia.
There's a lot of folks who want in, that's not in. And that's what you want. You want it to be something that people are vying for and make it harder to get. So then you have a product that people really think is special. And with the thanks of Hy-Vee, quite honestly, we're not the little brother anymore to what most people may have saw that way and maybe on the East Coast. And I think that we are we're good. There's a great rivalry. It's not a hate rivalry. I think that for that weekend, the track and field is at its greatest epic moments of relays in terms of Penn and Drake. We're just taking it to another level, and we're excited to be able to do that.
Brown says with the involvement of Hy-Vee, the Drake Relays will no longer be considered the little brother to the Penn Relays.
We're vibrant. We have leverage. We have a strong event. I think that we have a strong community. All those things bodes well for us in the future. Our sport needs to have strong partners. Okay, not our governing body. Of course, Nike does a great job, and then there are others. But we need a Hy-Vee. We need strong partners to understand the importance of making sure that you present excellence all the time. And so we're headed down that road, and this year will be an example of that.
Now, the Drake Relays begin Tuesday with the running of the Grand Blue Mile in downtown Des Moines. Recapping some other high school events from the weekend, Atlantic holding its Trojan Tennis Invitational Tournament. For the girls, it was Clarinda winning with 30 points. Abe Lincoln and Des Moines Lincoln tied for second with 23. Harlan had 16 points for third. Lewis Central was fifth with 15 points. Atlantic with 14 points placing sixth. The JV All-Stars and Audubon were seventh and eighth in that meet. In number one singles, Suzanne Peterson of Abraham Lincoln was the champ, beating Amy Epperson of Lewis Central in the finals. Also in the third place match, Jocelyn Pullian of Clarinda beat Leah Chepkes of Atlantic. Madeline Janice of Lincoln, of Des Moines Lincoln, beat Sarah Cabine of the JV squad for the fifth place match. And in the seventh place match, Teresa Arkfeld of Harlan defeated Lauren Kiergaard of Audubon. In number one doubles, the finals saw the team of Casey Dean and Hannah Davison of Clarinda beat Emily Cox and Gracie Benton of Des Moines Lincoln. The third place match saw Alyssa Anderson and Katie Duvall of Harlan defeat Tara Knutson and Jessica Duvall of the JV squad. Fifth place saw Lexi Allen and Lisa Gearhart of Atlantic pick up a win over Heidi Malin and Kaylee Reynolds of Lewis Central. Seventh place match was Frankie Farwell and Kim Keller of Abraham Lincoln defeating Maddie Christensen and Hannah Schmitz of Audubon. At number two singles, Emma Pullen of Clarinda was the champ, beating Haley Johnson of Des Moines Lincoln. Third place went to Cassie Schilling of Abe Lincoln, beating Anastasia Mickles of the Independent squad. Also, fifth place was Mason Stouffer of Lewis Central, topping Libby Gifford of Atlantic. And in seventh place, Taylor Faw of Harlan, beating Katie Webb of the JV team. Also in number two doubles in that meet, it was Krista Rogers and Kayla Rogers of Clarinda teaming up for the championship over Brooke Criswell and Brittany Johnson of Abraham Lincoln. Third place match saw Madison Forsyth and Lindsay Greer defeat Kelly Myrtle and Diana Yang of Des Moines Lincoln. Also, it was in the fifth place match, Marta Bertazzetti and Timory LaFoy of Audubon defeating Grace Jacob and Megan Riley of the JV team, 6-2 and 6-3. Also, the seventh place match saw Hope Boker and Molly Welter of Atlantic beat Sarah Brayman and Monica Nickrisch of Lewis Central for seventh place. Also, Denison Boys Golf Tournament on Saturday saw Atlantic pick up the team championship. The Atlantic Boys were winners with a 309 total. Storm Lake with a 322 total was second. Harlan posted a 329 for third. Denison, Boyer Valley, Carroll, Shenandoah, and Kemper JV round out the eight teams in the field. Atlantic golfers that did very well include the second-place finish by Evan Schuler, who posted a 73 for the Trojans. Sam Markham shot 76. That was good for fifth place, while Ben Nelson posted 77, and that was good for a sixth-place finish in Saturday's meet. Travis Olson and Nick Berry each posted 83s for Atlantic. Also, Atlantic hosting its Trojan Boys soccer tournament on Saturday. In the first round, it was Atlantic defeating Carroll by a 4-2 score and Kemper Catholic downing Harlan 2-1. In the consolation match, it was Harlan defeating Carroll 2-0. And in the championship game, Kemper Catholic was a winner as they beat Atlantic 2-1. That match went into overtime and was won on penalty kicks for Kemper Catholic. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, 15 spring practices give college coaches a chance to develop and feel out what their team will be. The last of those practices for the Iowa State football team was held on Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium. Players switched sides throughout the scrimmage, highlighting the competition for playing time. 11 starters from last year's bowl loss returned for Iowa State, which is trying to reach its fourth bowl game in five seasons under Coach Paul Rhodes. Saturday afternoon gave an early look at the team's running back core, a group that's impressed the Iowa State coaching staff and appears to be a strength. Devondrick Neely, a 5'10", 183-pound sophomore, had a game-high 18 carries and 142 yards, scoring touchdowns with the first and second team offenses. Junior college transfer Aaron Wimberly, a 5'9", speedster, had 15 carries for 89 yards and was targeted several occasions on pass plays. In NFL news, there's a new island in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers have acquired Darrelle Revis from the New York Jets for the 13th overall pick in Thursday's NFL draft and a conditional third or fourth round pick in 2014. The Bucs also inked Revis to a six-year, $96 million contract that includes no guaranteed money. The three-time Pro Bowl selection has earned the nickname Revis Island for his ability to prevent receptions within his section of the field. The 27-year-old Revis was entering the last season of a four-year contract he signed in 2010. In racing, Matt Kenseth held off Casey Kane, capturing his second straight race at Kansas Speedway as he becomes the third straight Sprint Cup driver to win from the pole. Kenseth won the race off of pit road after taking two tires under caution with 47 laps to go. Points leader Jimmy Johnson took third, followed by Martin Truex Jr. and Clint Bowyer. Well, Eric Kratz hit a three-run homer to break the game open in the eighth inning as the Philadelphia Phillies post a 7-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday night. Mike Adams tossed a scoreless eighth inning to help the Phillies split the four-game series. The Phillies snapped a three-all tie with a four-run eighth that put the game away. Michael Young extended his hitting streak to 12 games with an infield single off of reliever Mitchell Boggs. Dominic Brown singled to put runners on the corners with one out. Ben Revere made it 4-3 on a go-ahead single up the middle. And Kratz then hit the first pitch deep into the left field seats for a three-run homer and that deciding 7-3 advantage. Elsewhere in the American League, or in the National League yesterday, it was Cincinnati beating Miami 10-6, the New York Mets over Washington 2-0. Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 4-2, Milwaukee over Chicago 4-2, San Francisco shut out San Diego 5-0, Arizona edging Colorado 6-4. In the American League, Lorenzo Cain drew a walk with two outs and the bases loaded in the 10th inning to give Kansas City a 5-4 victory over the Boston Red Sox Sunday, completing the Royals' sweep of a day-night doubleheader. Irvin Santana pitched seven strong innings in the opener when Kansas City won 4-2. Kelvin Herrera got the win in the night game, a makeup of the one postponed on Friday because of that city wide lockdown. Alex Gordon had three hits in the second game, including a single with one out of the 10th. Alcides Escobar walked, and after Billy Butler struck out, Eric Hosmer reached on an infield single, his fourth hit of the day. Andrew Miller walked Kane on four pitches to bring home Gordon for his third run of the game and the decider. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat the Yankees 8-4. It was Tampa Bay over Oakland 8-1. Cleveland beat Houston 5-4. Minnesota topping Chicago 5-3. It was Texas over Seattle 11-3. The Angels beat Detroit in 13 innings 4-3. One interleague game yesterday saw the Dodgers beat Baltimore by a final of 7-4. In Pacific Coast League play on Sunday, Memphis beat Iowa 1-0, while Omaha was an 8-3 winner over Nashville. In NBA playoff action on Sunday, Indiana beat Atlanta 107-90. It was San Antonio topping the LA Lakers 91-79. Miami beat Milwaukee 110-87, and Oklahoma City over Houston 120-91. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers beat New Jersey 4-1, Boston over Florida 3-0, Colorado topping St. Louis 5-3, Calgary beat Minnesota 4-1, Carolina over Tampa Bay 3-2, Columbus beat San Jose 4-3, Anaheim 3-1 over Edmonton. Los Angeles needed overtime to beat Dallas 4-3. In golf, Graham McDowell rallied to win the PGA's RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, beating Webb Simpson in a one-hole playoff. McDowell began the day four strokes back before closing with a 3-under-69 for a 9-under total, but he also bogeyed the last hole of regulation to extend the match. Luke Donald and Kevin Streelman tied for third place. Bernard Langer shot a final round 5-under-67 to finish 10-under par in a three-stroke win over Tom Lehman and Tom Pernice Jr. in the Champions Tour Greater Gwinnett Championship in Georgia. And police in Southern California say that NBC Sports announcer Al Michaels was arrested Friday night on suspicion of drunken driving. A Santa Monica police sergeant said Michaels was pulled over after officers manning a DUI checkpoint witnessed him make an illegal U-turn. The sergeant added that Michaels registered a blood alcohol level over the 0.08% legal limit and was held for about 5 hours before being released. An NBC spokesman said the network is aware of the matter, but they had no further comments. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.